The choice Michigan presidential primary voters will face a month from tomorrow.
And if you think the action's waiting till then, think again. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics. Hillary Clinton put Michigan on the political map over the weekend.
Indeed, for a few hours at least, diverting attention from the fight for votes in New Hampshire.
Two rather government failures and the water crisis in Flint.
What happened in Flint is immoral. The children of Flint are just as precious as the children of any other part of America.
Clinton showing empathy, passion at an African-American church in the city just yesterday.
But as neither a U.S. senator nor secretary of state, she really doesn't have official power to fix things.
But she has the power of the pulpit.
She does.
Calling on the Senate to adopt a budget amendment to help the city. And as a candidate, she was there to show folks how she'd handled disasters, crises as a president.
Now, Michigan's primary is fast approaching, but Zoe, you would concede, yes, this visit was intended more for a national rather than a statewide audience.
Absolutely. Clinton is trying to cement her bona fides as a can-do political fixer,
right,
as opposed to an ideological philosopher.
Such as Bernie Sanders.
And of course, plenty of states will vote before Michigan's March 8th primary.
Right. And lest you doubt Flint is now a political emblem and symbol, please note Bernie Sanders has a Flint campaign headquarters.
Indeed. But Clinton's visit will help her with messaging and her campaign's critical get out the vote effort with the
critical
urban African-American vote that really can determine the fortunes of Democratic primary candidates in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And make no mistake, Flint is a national story, of course, but candidates, smart ones, also know they need to be sealing the deal in Michigan right now.
And the reason?
Absentee ballots.
Yeah, we're told there are easily already 450,000 or more absentee ballots requested.
Actual absentee voting began here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the first vote's already been cast,
right,
in Michigan's Republican and Democratic primaries.
And absentee voting could make up a quarter of the total vote once they're all counted.
And urban policy becoming a big part of the campaign. Flint and Detroit, a big part of that narrative.
Flint, a symbol of government failure, but Detroit, a city on the rise. Now, there is still the Detroit public schools to deal with, but there is a tussle, and it is both inter-party and intra-party.
And that is over who's best equipped to fix cities like Flint and Detroit.
And, interestingly enough, these two cities will each hold a debate the first week of March.
Clinton and Sanders will debate a few days before the primary in Flint.
Republicans in Detroit each trying to prove theirs is the path to an urban renaissance in America.
My city of ruins. My city of ruins.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.